In Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti is pledging free public transit to students and lower-income residents. It's part of a larger plan to bring back riders to the city's subways and buses as COVID restrictions lift and people get vaccinated. Across the country, public transit agencies are also looking to rebuild ridership decimated by this pandemic. And let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan for more. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Tanya.
So in the last year, LA Metro ridership has fallen to about half of what it was at its peak. This is a story that's similar all across the country. It actually makes sense because we're in a pandemic. So how are these cities trying to lure riders back?
Yeah, at one point, the BART system up in San Francisco was down like 85 to 90%, really staggering numbers. The systems are basically going to have to compete for riders in ways that they didn't always have to. In a city like New York, the subway could take for granted that a lot of people were going to use the subway because it was just the most convenient way to get around. When trains are less frequent some places and roads are not as congested with cars, the equation changes. So you've got some systems lowering fares in some cases, maybe for certain groups of people, the students, the elderly, and so forth. Also changing their schedules. It's not all about rush hour anymore. Sometimes in the middle of the day, you have to wait a really long time for a train or a bus. So they're addressing the fact that now some people want to travel at those times of the day.
Okay, so there's the pandemic, but then there's also crime. We're hearing about how there are more police officers in New York, for example, patrolling the subways because there's been a spate of random attacks there. But a couple of years ago, there was a lot of pushback and protest over another proposed plan to increase police presence in the subways in New York City. So how will this help convince riders to return in that case?
Yeah, it's a matter of getting that balance right, kind of like the broader debates we have in society, right, Tanya? Everybody wants to feel safe. They want to feel like the police are there to protect them and not as a threat to them. And that's really what that's about. A lot of it just comes down to, with sparse ridership, sometimes if you have an empty train car, it's just opportunity crime that you might not have had a few years ago. So people want to feel protected. And, I think as long as transit police departments get that mix right, people will appreciate the layer of protection because the world has changed in so many ways.
I have about a minute with you, but I know Biden's infrastructure plan includes $85 billion over 8 years to modernize public transit systems. But the reality is more and more Americans are planning to telework permanently long after we're out of this pandemic. So what's the argument for investing in public transit right now?
Yeah, and for perspective, Tanya, $85 billion. I know these days we're talking about billions and trillions, and sometimes hard to understand
it's
how much the money is.
To
a lot of us who, $1 million is a lot of money to us, right? But the federal transit budget each year is usually just $11 billion. So that's a lot of money for new subway cars and bridges and converting vehicles to electric, for example, also helping climate goals. A lot of money there. The argument is that, look, in the long term, there's no telling what cities are going to look like. And if we had assumed that nobody was going to want to be in New York City after 9/11, let's say, that would have been a poor decision in terms of transportation planning then. So, yes, right now,
we'll
ridership
pick up this
is
conversation
down.
To talk more about this at another time. Thank you so much, Seth. That's Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, as always. Thank you so much.